Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, May 1, pinching a punch. In Squiz Kids Today, a busy week for ballot boxes, Germany's finger-fighting champs, a cricket kid hits big, and Pikachu's big problem. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
If you've been anywhere near a TV, a billboard, or literally anywhere lately, you'll know Australia has a federal election coming up this weekend. But did you know our friends in Canada have just wrapped up theirs too? Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberal Party has won that election again. That's their fourth win in a row. This time, they didn't win enough seats to rule alone, so they're going to have to get help from other parties to make decisions and pass laws. And just a little FYI, Canada's Liberal Party is more like Australia's Labour Party than our Liberal Party. Yep, politics can be weird like that. Speaking of elections, now it's our turn. Australia's federal election is happening this Saturday. After months of ads, debates, and awkward baby cuddles, the big day is finally upon us. Even though kids can't vote, lots of families will head out together to their local school or community centre to cast their vote. And guess what? As of Tuesday, more than 4 million grown-ups have already voted early, the biggest number of early voters ever in Australia. And if you're tagging along this weekend with your folks, keep your eyes peeled for something very special. I'm talking, of course, about the democracy sausage. And then, the only real debate is, onion or no onion?
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today, we've landed in Germany, where the Fingerhakein Championships took place last weekend. What on earth is that, I hear you ask? Fingerhakein, or finger wrestling, is a traditional sport in Germany and Austria. Over the weekend, around 180 competitors went head-to-head, or finger-to-finger, for the title. So, how does it work? Two men sit on opposite sides of a table, hook their middle finger into a small leather loop, and when the referee gives the signal, they yank with all their might to pull the other person across the table. The match lasts just seconds, and unsurprisingly, dislocated fingers are common. All this while wearing traditional German outfits, of course, of short leather trousers and embroidered suspenders. One official joked, "It looks worse than it really is, because there's blood." Oh dear. You can check out the photos in today's episode notes, and there's no blood, I promise.
Sport time!
When I was 14, I was just trying to pass PE without falling over. But at just 14 years of age, Vaibhav Suryavanshi has smashed one of the fastest centuries ever in the IPL. That's the Indian Premier League, one of the world's biggest cricket comps. Playing for the Rajasthan Royals, Vaibhav scored 100 runs off only 35 balls, the second fastest century in the league's 18-year history. The pink-clad crowd in Jaipur cheered every boundary like it was a final of the World Cup. Vaibhav's journey started on a cement pitch laid by his dad in the backyard of their farm in eastern India. At age 7, he was sent to a cricket academy 3 hours away. Now, he was too small to run between the wickets at that point, but coaches saw his talent and local bowlers were brought in from nearby villages just to help him train, because he kept wearing the bowlers out. His dad even fed them to keep them going, because he said, "Vaibhav doesn't know when to stop batting." Now that's what you call commitment.
News Hounds.
Every Thursday, Squizzy the News Hound sticks his snout into Squiz Kids HQ to report back on fishy things he's sniffed out on the internet. And today, his nose is twitching because... Well, because he's feeling bad for the world's most famous Pokemon, Pikachu, who's been caught up in a disinformation snowball. Last month, a real video was shared online showing a protester in Turkey wearing an inflatable Pikachu costume, probably trying to get attention. But then, things got a little bit weird. AI-generated images of Pikachu running with riot police began to pop up on the internet. One was even posted with the caption, "Pikachu amidst the ongoing protest in Turkey. This is real, by the way." But it wasn't. If you look closely, the clues are there. Pikachu's feet never touch the ground, one helmet appears twice, and a police truck in the video says "tolis" instead of "polis," the Turkish word for police. Other fake images from the Middle East showed Batman and the Joker in protest scenes too. That's a long way from Gotham City, though. Remember, newshounds, we've always got to stop, think, and check before sharing anything you come across online. Thanks, Squizzy. You've done it again.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. How many times in a row has Canada's Liberal Party been elected? Well done if you said four. Question number two. Which IPL team does Vaibhav Suryavanshi play for? Yeah, that's right. It's the Rajasthan Royals. Well done if you got that one. Question number three. Which two DC comic book characters have been used in AI deepfake videos in the Middle East? Take a bow if you said Batman and the Joker.
Shoutouts.
It's Thursday, May 1. Today is World Password Day. A great reminder to never share your passwords, not even with your bestie. Your parents or carer are okay, though. And if you're a big NRL fan, the Women's State of Origin series kicks off tonight, and this weekend, of course, is Magic Round. Today is also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Annabelle from Oran Park, Ollie from Warunga, and Adia from Kogra. And a belated birthday shout-out goes to Oliver from Bundaberg. And classroom shout-outs today go to Classes 6B and 6P with Ms. Barker and Mrs. Pedersen at Melanda State School. Class 5 Honey with Miss Arabella at Banks Public School in St. Clair. Diamond Class at Bullara Public School, and a happy belated birthday to their teacher, Mrs. Austin. And finally, a shout out to Elle and Soph, who are travelling around Australia, currently in WA and homeschooling from their caravan, which they have nicknamed Maggie. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Quiz. Your chance to prove who's smarter. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.